Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibility.
It's Ann Wilson bringing us back. It's our sister Nancy on guitar behind her there. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Paul Howard, senior fellow and director of the Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress. Paul, tell us how we can find you and all the things that you do.
Go to our website. It's www.medicalprogresstoday.com.
All right, medicalprogresstoday.com. You can find all the things that Paul writes about on the issue of healthcare, especially Obamacare. Okay, Paul, in the previous segment, we were talking about how healthcare insurance source of last resort under Obamacare are the exchanges.
Right.
And the exchanges are going to decide, depending on your income, should you go to Medicaid, should you get everything free, should you pay a portion and get part of it subsidized, et cetera, et cetera. But what about small business owners? What about let's say you got a couple out there, and they're the only employees of their company. Let's say they're incorporated, but they're the only two employees of the company. And what about them? Are they, you know, President Obama said, if you like your coverage, you can keep it. Well, is that going to be true?
Well, a lot's going to depend on what the states decide to do. So Obamacare is going to set a floor for coverage. I think a lot of small business owners are going to see their costs increase because of that.
I predicted this. In my prediction for 2013, I said your cost for health care insurance will go up this year prophylactically as a hedge against next year for the insurance companies. And ours is already doing that.
Right. And let's not forget the president actually promised that by the end of his first term, premiums would come down by $2,500.
Right.
Of course, they've only gone.
It's the opposite. It's gone. It's gone the other way. That's one of the Obamacare lies. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, but all right. Back to this small business. You know, an individual or a two person company or whatever. Let's say they've got excuse me as an example. I have employees. I've got my wife works in the business. We have HSAs. Can I keep my HSA? I love my HSA.
You should be able to keep your HSA. The premium is going to go up, and by that I mean. So what they're
going
to say?
It's already going up.
It's going to go up even more. It's going to go up even more because the government's going to say you have to offer more services for free.
So they're going to add mandates to my. But wait a minute. I'm self-insured up to a certain number, and there's no particular laundry list of things in my policy.
There's going to be a few more laundry list items in your policy.
So Obamacare is going to add mandates to my HSA.
You bet.
And that's and because the insurance company is going to be potentially on the hook for all that, which is the reason why New York's insurance is so high, why Massachusetts insurance is so high, and et cetera, right?
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So absolutely. So what you're seeing there is the baseline for coverage is going to become much more expensive. You're going to have to pay more out of pocket to get that premium because the insurance companies are going to be told you have to offer a richer package to these small business owners.
Things like psychological insurance or podiatry.
Mental health coverage.
Or any kind of esoteric coverage that I might say, look, I don't want that. I'll take care of it myself. They're going to be required to potentially cover that for me.
Absolutely. So that price is going to go up. And then the states can add mandates, you know, on top of that. They can do things, you know, make additional decisions that could make that coverage even more expensive.
Right.
So I think small business owners are going to look, you know, I think they're going to bear a lot of the brunt of this as well. Obviously, they're going to have to make decisions about, you know, whether or not if you have a business that has more than 50 employees, you know, still a pretty small business, you're going to have to decide, well, do I want to offer that richer coverage to all my employees, cut back wages, cut back on hours, do other things?
Yeah, that's a good question. So even if I don't... even if I provide insurance for my employees, but I'm not in the category where I'll have to pay a penalty if I don't, I still may want to kick them over to the exchanges because it's going to start getting too expensive for me.
Absolutely, it starts getting pretty complicated. But you're absolutely right. So you're going to take a look at your bottom line and see, well, okay, should I just stop offering coverage? Better for me if I don't face a penalty. If I have fewer than 50 workers, I won't face any penalty at all for dropping coverage.
Yeah, think about that. You're already paying. You're a good person. You're a good employer. You're insured your people. And see, I fit in that category. I have less than 50 employees, right? So if I provide my employees with health care, but it starts going up because of the mandates and other things, it might get prohibitive. And I just say, I'm not being penalized, but I'm not going to pay a penalty. But I still want to kick them to the exchanges.
That's right.
That's going to happen a lot.
Small business owners are not the only ones doing this. The state of Virginia actually recently, for all of its part-time employees, capped the number of hours that they could work at 29.
The state of Virginia did that.
The state of Virginia just did that.
The
government. They just said,
wow.
We are not going, we don't want to have anybody work more than 29 hours, because if they do, we're going to wind up having to offer them this richer
health
insurance package.
Folks, that is an example of why Obamacare is going to become America's nightmare, Paul. What do you think?
I think it's already becoming a huge headache.
No, it's a headache now, but people don't realize it. I mean, it's not going to be a nightmare till it lands on everybody. So, hey, Paul, thanks again. Give us the website quickly, please.
It's medicalprogresstoday.com.
Thanks, Paul. Take care. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Paul Howard, ladies and gentlemen, with the Manhattan Institute. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.